4. Caleb. Caleb descended the cracked and worn concrete ramp, following a line of evenly spaced torches deeper into the underground parking garage. The guards at the base of the slope turned to watch him, not because they were nervous about his presence. Their eyes were affixed to his body. In their perception, he was a female in a worn and tattered dress with a long tear along the back that revealed half of her dirt-smeared backside.
Primitive savages. And you wonder why your kind lost the war.
Caleb glanced back at the guards who didn't even pretend not to be staring. Their eyes moved to his face, and one of them smiled and winked.
My shift ends in 3 hours. Should I come find you?
Caleb faced forward without responding. Ishek's laughter resonated in his mind.
It isn't funny, Caleb said.
On at least one level it is. You chose to scan the beggar woman.
I scanned her front. I didn't know her clothes were in such bad shape, and I didn't know she wasn't wearing underwear.
You've been back on Earth for 2 months. You've seen what this place has become.
Caleb sighed. It was a sad truth he was still struggling to accept, even though the outcome had always been known. His journey had brought him from Earth to the stars and back again. A journey that had taken over 200 years to reach this point. When he had left, he was United States Space Force Marine Sergeant Caleb Card, leader of the Vultures, the most elite search and rescue team on the planet. Now, he wasn't sure. Fate had brought him back to Earth through an Axon wormhole, and he hadn't come back alone. Ishek was a Relia advocate, a cross between a slug and a worm, currently wrapped around his right bicep and connected to his mind through tendrites extending from the bottom of the alien's body all the way up to Caleb's cervical spine. The connection, the bond, allowed them to read one another's minds in what was supposed to be a symbiotic relationship beneficial to them both.
I don't appreciate being thought of as a worm or a slug.
That's what you look like.
I'm more intelligent.
Debatable. Caleb felt a sudden pressure in his mind, Ishek's way of trying to pinch him for the statement. He deflected it easily. Time together had only strengthened their bond, changing them both. For the better? He wasn't sure of that either. The Relia weren't friends of humankind. They weren't anyone's friend. They had spread across the galaxy, crossing thousands of light years and conquering any intelligent races they discovered. They subverted these races to their mission, either through enslavement, the adoption of their genetic material, or both. The hunger was dependent on this constant conquest for survival, their entire evolutionary nature predicated on feeding off the universe's seemingly endless bounty. Ishek was Aurelia, and its bond to Caleb meant he also needed to feed like Aurelia to survive. That meant access to the pheromones emitted by animals during periods of high stress. In other words, fear and pain. In that way, he had become like a mythical vampire with a dark side that compelled him to ugly violence. It was the reason he was in the garage. Ishek was hungry.
I hunger.
Ishek echoed the sentiment. In the beginning, the hunger was like a curse. He had tried to starve it out, only to find himself first racked with pain and then unable to prevent Ishek from seizing control of his body. The Relia had no qualms about its need to cause stress. It had no morals, no conscience, and when it was that hungry, no control. Ishek had made him do something he didn't want to remember. Something he had pushed so deep into his mind he couldn't recall it now. All that remained was the vague memory that he had done something horrible. Something that had left him no longer able to consider himself a Space Force Marine. Marines were honorable and loyal. They weren't cold-blooded killers. Like him. Caleb reached the first level of the garage. Fires burned and metal trash bins spread across the floor while groups of survivors huddled around them, talking and eating. A pungent odor wafted from a central fire pit where slabs of meat hung on metal hooks over the flames. Trife meat.
I still can't believe you eat them.
I don't eat them, Caleb replied. But other humans did. Why wouldn't they? The trife were more plentiful than any other living thing on Earth, and the survivors had somehow developed an immunity to the poison they carried in their blood. A tent city spread out beyond the cook fires. Dozens of various-sized tents in various states of decay rested across the garage floor surrounded by garbage. Mongrel dogs meandered among them, searching for trife bones with meat still attached or other morsels from discarded cans and previously packaged foods with an infinite shelf life. People gathered around the tents. A man with an augmented leg stood beside a worn blanket with guns and knives laid out on display, while a pair of thugs in threadbare jeans and stained t-shirts looked them over. Caleb could almost sense them trying to decide if they could pay for any of the weapons, and if they couldn't, if they should try to take them. Their owner seemed to sense the same, because his hand shifted to rest on the handle of a sidearm, and he coughed to caution the thugs. They glanced up at him and walked away. Further back, Caleb caught sight of a second man. He was more finely dressed in a woven cotton shirt and pants, his feet in sandals, and his hair tied back. Freshly bathed women clothed only in old bathing suits or bra and panties lounged on blankets around him, smiling at the men who approached. Caleb watched as a handful of notes exchanged possession, and one of the women stood and joined the man who had paid for her services. The pimp pointed at a nearby tent, and the couple vanished inside.
Paying for reproduction. Primitive savages. Better to pay than to take. That's a matter of perspective. Does the man own these women?
Point made. I don't disagree.
I hunger.
Me too. Are there any targets here?
You tell me.
Caleb smirked.
Ishek was testing him. He closed his eyes, opening himself up to the connection between himself and Ishek, and from Ishek to the collective. He searched for nearby Relia, practicing the subtle feel of recognizing when another mind was close. He remembered the one time he had searched the collective and discovered the last thing he ever expected. Another human. The connection had lasted a second, maybe two. He had called out, but there was no reply. That was nearly 2 months ago. He'd kept trying for weeks after that, hundreds of times, but he never found her again. Ishek told him he must have gotten mixed up and misread the connection, but Caleb was certain. He had gotten a glimpse of her memories. He knew she was here on Earth, and her name was Natalia. Natalia Duke. He wanted to find her. A part of him needed to find her. But there was something he needed more. First, to feed. Second, to find out what had happened to the colony on Proxima, and if possible, to get a message to them. He had crossed the galaxy with something of great value. Valuable research a lot of people had died to protect. His mind held the secret to saving the planet, but he had nobody to share the secret with.